I told you, I think, for Christmas that Ashley bought me a flow hive.
A who hive?
A flow hive, one of these beehives that you have, and you, once the bees have filled it up, you'd simply turn a tap and put your jar under it and get honey. Well, she bought one a year before for herself, and yesterday I was driving past her house and I looked up and I saw her outside in the rain with a little umbrella crouched down beside a beehive. So I did a yooey and went back, and she'd turned the tap for the first time on her own flow hive and filled up about 4 or 5 jarfuls of honey, and she gave me a little jar. I'm not a big honey eater.
No.
But I tell you what, it was absolutely magnificent.
Oh, yeah.
Straight down and bought myself a packet of crumpets. And went over and overindulged.
So tell me, beautiful. How many bees are in this flow hive?
Well, it's a bit hard counting them.
Oh.
No, it's one hive of bees.
But like, how many bees does it take to make honey? Like, well, don't you have to have like a few thousand?
Oh, probably, yeah. Yeah, right. It's chock-a-block.
Oh my God.
And you can pull a little panel off the side and have a look at them all in there working.
That would be cool.
Oh, it's beautiful, honestly. Mm. And then you pull another glass panel off the other side and you can see how much in each one of these little containers is full of honey. And like hers, she decided just to empty one out because as a first time, there's about five or six of them in there. And honestly, 4 or 5 little jars of honey, crystal clear, beautiful honey.
Yeah, I saw the photo you put on Facebook.
Oh, God, it's beautiful.
At the risk of sounding a bit dumb, but that's okay.
That's my job normally.
Yeah, yeah. But I'll
take over, thank you.
Go for it.
Does it taste different to real honey?
I think it tastes, I don't know whether it's sweeter or what it is, but it doesn't seem as thick and it just tastes gorgeous.
Okay.
Maybe not as tangy.
Right.
But I suppose the bees would be getting not just one type of pollen. They'd be getting pollen from the blossoming apple trees there and the bush, the flowers and everything rather than one
specific
type.
Oh, so the bees actually leave that thing and then come back again?
Yeah, well,
Let me pass the button back.
The hive of bees in winter wouldn't do much. They'd stay in there and look after the queen and feed off the honey that they've stored up, over summer. So what they do in spring is they go out and they get all the bushes that have flowered and they fill up with pollen and go back and...
Constantly got bees flying around her house.
No, well, yeah, but they mainly stay at their hive and they're very... If they're happy, they won't hurt you.
Did she have to whack on one of those face masks?
Not at all. She was just sitting out there in the open yesterday and turned the tap on and put a jar underneath.
Wow.
You know, if you're a bee handler, she's very lucky. She's got a fantastic neighbour who's a lovely old fella who's been doing bees for 30 years and he's taught her everything.
Okay.
She's got her own suit and her own, the gear. But she said yesterday her bees were that happy they didn't mind her at all taking a bit of honey and didn't go anywhere near her.
Well, it's like any animal. Unless they feel threatened, they're not going to attack you. So they love her.
I'm getting bees in my flow hive in the next few weeks because it's that time of year. And then by next year, hopefully, I might have some honey too to bring up to you guys.
We might just bring in a couple of spare... Have you got any of those Marley baby food jars there?
Yeah, I'll bring a few of those in.
Just saying, Mick.
Yeah, good idea.
Put our order in.